Worse than dead. Prologue. The air was filled with the damp smell of sweat and unwashed clothes. A carton from the galley, which once had carried fish and chips, had been stuffed into a metal bin, and cans of cider were piled into one corner. He lay on the narrow bunk, his head vibrating from the music blasting through the earphones. He cursed when he noticed the roll-your-own cigarette had gone out, but his annoyance grew when his lighter failed to spark. He got up and fumbled for some matches in a bag. Through the porthole, he could see trucks moving on the quay next to the ferry's berth. He slumped back onto the bunk, reached down for a can of cider on the floor, and took a deep slug. He knew he needed to clean, but why should he bother? Nobody ever came into the cabin, and he could give it a quick wipe when his watch ended. He drew a hand over his stubble. It had been 3 days since he had last drawn a razor over his chin. That morning, the deck officer had given him a sullen glare when he walked over the car deck, and he guessed that a reprimand would follow. But he never saw passengers, never saw the drivers of the lorries. He barely mixed with the crew, come to that. The first time he had killed a man had been the hardest. The excitement had built up in his chest until he thought he might collapse, but after he'd squeezed the trigger and the smell of cordite had evaporated, exhilaration pulsed through his body. The second time had been easier. He'd never thought about the victims afterwards. There had always been another job. Now, he was older, and when they came looking for his help, he could never ignore them. They had arrived at his home late one evening the week before. He'd left the rear gate off the latch, and he was waiting in the kitchen when they pushed the door open. He'd motioned to the chairs by the table, but they had stood. "Not going to be long," one of them had said. He had nodded. "We've got a problem." It had sounded like they were stuck on a crossword puzzle. They had been right. They were not long. The instructions had been clear, and then they had left. A text purred on his mobile, his only contact with the real world. After reading the message, he punched in his reply and pressed send, before throwing the phone to the bottom of the bed. They were worried. They needn't be. He told them that. He would see to it. It would be clean. He reached down for the can by the side of his bunk, shook it around before realizing it was empty. He cracked another open. He had time enough. He turned up the volume on his iPod and let the music crash around his ears. Once he had finished drinking, he stood up and belched loudly. He looked at himself in the mirror, drew his hand over his face and rubbed his head. There was a small basin that he filled with hot water before dousing his face. A shower could wait until tomorrow. He glanced at his watch. Almost time.